There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Football on Off the Ball.
And if we do that, I believe this team will go down as one of the greatest teams.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Liverpool boss Arne Slot, who's defended the club's squad building. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim reflects on almost a year in charge. And we look ahead to a Super Saturday and the final day of the League of Ireland season. Liverpool boss Arne Slot has defended the depth in his squad despite their poor run of form. The defending Premier League champions have lost 6 of their last 7 matches in all competitions. Slot thinks they've been unlucky and that drastic changes aren't needed.
I'm completely happy with the team, with all the quality we have. And I'm also completely convinced by the strategy and the policy we have. The issue is that not all of them have had a proper pre-season or have been injured during the season.
Slot confirmed Ryan Gravenberch trained yesterday and should be available for Saturday, but a decision is yet to be made on whether he can start the match. Alexander Isak and Curtis Jones haven't trained, and Slot is 99.9% sure they won't be in the squad. Alisson is back training, but he won't be in contention for this weekend's game as he continues to recover from a hamstring injury. After a sticky opening couple of games, Aston Villa have won their last 4 league games in a row, including last week's 1-0 win at home to Manchester City. Slot says he's been impressed with Unai Emery's side.
It's also a sign that it's better to do it the way they did it than the way we did it. So if you don't win in the beginning, people are like, oh, maybe they don't have the same team as last season or whatever, and then they start to win and then everything is very positive again. We're with us. I think it's exactly the opposite. But we're both on the same points, and apart from Arsenal, I think many teams are in and around the same point. So again, it tells you also how hard the Premier League is, and they've done very well in the last 5, 6, 7, or 8 games, and that didn't came as a surprise, because even in the games they've lost before, you could already see the signs that they are a very good team and their playing style is really good. And normally, although with us the run is already quite long, you don't every time lose a game of football where you create more chances than the other team. They decided not to make a habit out of that. And let's hope we decide not to make a habit out of having more chances than the opponent, but not win it.
Ruben Amorim says he wants to remain on as Manchester United manager for many years to come. It's approaching the first anniversary of his appointment at Old Trafford, and his side have won 3 Premier League games in a row. Amorim admits while it's not always been a smooth journey, he's pleased with his own development.
It was tough. Was really tough. Good moments, bad moments. I learned a lot. That is really important. I found out that even in my lower moments, I can stick with the things that I believe, and that is a good thing.
Amorim is already putting plans in place for when 2 of his star players head to the Africa Cup of Nations this winter. Brian Mbeumo and Amad Diallo will join up with their respective countries, Cameroon and Ivory Coast, potentially for all of January. Amorim hopes his squad will be able to cover their absence.
We are going to struggle a little bit, but we already knew. So other players are going to have the opportunity to help us. The change of characteristics are not going to change the idea or the momentum of the team.
United travel to the City Ground tomorrow, and Nottingham Forest boss Sean Dyche has called club captain Ryan Yates a shining light. The midfielder came off the bench in last weekend's defeat to Bournemouth. That was his 250th appearance for the club. Yates had limited game time this season under Ange Postecoglou and Nuno Espirito Santo, but Dyche says you'll never find his skipper sulking.
He's always disappointed to not be playing, but he takes it, you know, like you would hope a true professional does. He takes it, he cracks on with training, and he's always ready. And that's, you know, what we ask of all the players. But he's certainly a shining light for that. And when he does play, he gives it his all.
Newcastle manager Eddie Howe believes his summer signing Nick Valdemata's biggest challenge will be to find consistently high performances as teams find new plans to deal with him. The German has scored 7 goals in 12 games since he arrived at the club.
Well, he's got variety in his game. I don't think he's one-dimensional, and I don't think he can be, because I think with his height, he's slightly different. But then you add his technical ability, and that's, again, sometimes a surprise for opponents, I think. Teams will obviously work out plans for him, and he's got to continue to find a way to score goals.
Kieran McKenna says all his focus is on Ipswich rather than speculation linking him with the Celtic job. He's understood to be one of the leading candidates to take over at the club he supported as a boy. McKenna wouldn't be moved on whether his affection for the Scottish champions would entice him to leave Portman Road for Parkhead.
Of course, it's a really big football club. Growing up, again, we all have our affinities. I don't think, you know, everyone has to go around and announce what they were and clubs that we support and clubs that we follow. But yeah, of course, it's a really big football club.
The name like UNHCR, can you blame anyone for being confused about what we do? Behind those 5 letters are extraordinary everyday heroes and teams on the ground mobilizing to deliver relief, reunite families, and provide safety to people caught in the crossfire. We are the UN Refugee Agency when home is no longer safe. Our thousands of dedicated staff are there with on-the-ground support and long-term solutions to help refugees not only survive, but thrive. Learn more at unrefugees.org.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
The League of Ireland Premier Division season comes to a close tomorrow afternoon, and Off the Ball is the only place to keep you up to date with the race for Europe and relegation playoff spot. We have a whole host of reporters at all the games, including our live commentary game on Off the Ball Saturday between Drogheda and Bohemians, two teams chasing fourth place. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Barry Murphy in the commentary box at Sullivan and Lamb Park. Both teams will be keeping a close eye on events at Talca Park, where Shelburne take on St Pat's. Shells booked their ticket to Europe last week with their dramatic 3-2 win away to Bowes, but Pats can clinch fourth place as long as they win, as they hold a superior goal difference to Drogheda and Bohemians. All three teams are level on 51 points. Fourth place will only be good enough for European football if Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City in the FAI Cup final. Ben Symes will be in situ to keep you across everything there in North Dublin. The race to avoid the relegation playoff also involves three teams. Sligo Rovers are away to newly crowned champions Shamrock Rovers in the hope of avoiding the dreaded ninth spot. Sligo are on 38 points. They do have a better goal difference to Waterford in ninth. Shamrock Rovers will be presented with the league trophy, but John Russell's side will have to take points with Waterford at home to Galway, the other two sides involved in the race to avoid the playoff. David Wilson will be at Tallaght Stadium to keep you across all things going on there. Galway have a superior goal difference, so a point would be enough for them to avoid ninth. A point would also be enough for Matt Lawler's Waterford side if Sligo lose at Tallaght Stadium. And with Kieran Culduff leaving Dundalk this week with the intention of taking the Waterford job next year, Stephen Doyle, Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth discussed that prospect on this week's LOI Pod.
Kieran Culduff has stepped down as the manager of Dundalk just 19 days after he led them to the title win and promotion to the top flight. Vinnie, we don't want to speculate over reasons as to why he might have left, but, you know, and I don't even know if he saw what the budget was for next season, but he obviously doesn't like what he sees there, like, you know, with regards to the potential of the kind of squad he can put together to try and stay in the Premier Division. It's obviously, and like, you know, Kieran Culduff really well, there's a massive affinity between him and the club Dundalk. I'd say there's nothing he would have loved more than to be managing the team in the top flight again next year to try to bring them on even further than he has already.
Yeah, I mean, he's made this decision. We're all putting two and two together. Like, there's no certainty Waterford are going to be a Premier Division club next year, you know? So, but obviously he felt he couldn't wait around. He can't sign players, I'd imagine, or how do you sign a player? How would a player agree to sign from? So, sometimes you've got the head start on some clubs because you look at clubs not sure whether they're secure next year. A couple of the first division clubs that you would have seen a lot of players, and he'd know who would have the potential to step up. So he probably felt he hasn't had that sort of head start, that a structured club next year going into next season with an owner giving a budget, whether he likes it or not, would have meant he could have started his work, and he can't. So it feels like he's made that decision. Knowing Ciarán, I imagine he hasn't made that decision without a plan B. So I presume he has a plan B. So we'll wait and see. Only he knows what that plan B is. So it's sort of wait and see time. So, look, he's done really well. Dundalk were favourites to be promoted, but it's all right saying that. It's like Shamrock Rovers being favourites to win the league. You've got to go and do it. Not everyone can win a league title. Ciarán has done it. So, best of luck to him. If it is Waterford, great. Let's hope they're a Premier Division team, you know, for his sake. And but I think there's a lot of speculation. We've got to wait and see. And yeah, it's a lot to play out in the club. It isn't good to have the noise around the club. It's about time we had no noise. So even though they're in the first division, I get it, but it was good that there was a bit of peace and quiet around the club for so long, the past 12 months. It's just a shame that this is playing out in the media and social media.
Remember, you can listen to all of our League of Ireland coverage, including the LOI pod, for free in your OTB football podcast stream or on YouTube. And just to remind you, you can tune into Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk from 1 o'clock, where John Duggan and Shane Hannon will keep you up to date with all things going on until 7 p.m. We'll have that game from Sullivan and Lamb Park between Drogheda and Bohemians, and the reporters across the country. The Aviva Stadium has been submitted as a potential host for the 2029 Women's Champions League final. The Lands End Road venue has hosted the 2011 and 2024 Men's Europa League finals and will also host games at the 2028 Men's European Championships. The Aviva will go up against bids from Cardiff, Lyon and Basel, and the winner is expected to be announced next summer. Ireland will warm up for the Women's World Cup qualifiers with a friendly against Hungary next month. Carlo Ward's side, who were promoted to League A of the Nations League this week, will head to Spain for a training camp as part of the camp to play Hungary behind closed doors in Marbella on Saturday the 29th of November. Coventry boss Frank Lampard says he's pleased his side are finding different ways to win games. A win away to Wrexham tonight would take them 6 points clear at the top of the Championship. Lampard says they have to be adaptable, with each team providing fresh challenges.
We always look at it as a first few, is that what can we do? What are we good at? And we try and implement that every game, every week. And do we have to adapt for opposition? Of course.
And Wrexham boss Phil Parkinson wants his players to take the form they've showed in their last two Championship games tonight. They got a win against Oxford and drew with second place Middlesbrough before they were knocked out of the EFL Cup by Cardiff on Tuesday. Parkinson says they've already shown they can compete with the top teams at this level.
We spoke about that a lot to the lads, that, yeah, we would fully respect Coventry, but we're not going to fear them. Yeah, they've had a very good start, but we've got to go there and believe ourselves, like we've done a lot of times already this season.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. Remember, tune in to Off the Ball Saturday tomorrow to keep you across all goings-on in the League of Ireland and Premier League. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.